A mighty bakery is my own. It's where the people come. 'Tis strudel that you want, or breads to make you strong. I invite you to come to my bakery. It kind of has a ring to it, don't you think? Well, I'm glad you're here. Welcome. Welcome. It's good to see all of you here in Little Wittenberg. Oh, it's been several years, my dear. Several years. Good. Welcome home. It's here where we were raised, yes? We were raised to believe. To believe all that the church has taught. It is here we learned our catechism. Yes, we learned about praying to saints. My patron saint, Elizabeth and Anne, they watch over me in my bakery. Oh, it is here we have learned so much. We have learned about the Pope and about tradition and council. Oh, but we have learned on this special time, on this coming November 1st is coming, a time when we must pray for those that are in purgatory. Pray for those that we love who have gone on before us. Pray for those who are languishing in the flames of purgatory, burning off the last of their sins that they did not make satisfaction, complete satisfaction for. They need our prayers, I tell you. Or the church tells you. But things have been different these last few years. Some of you have not been here. You've been out and about. I tell you, things are changing. Luther has begun to teach. It all started a few years ago when on the church door there were all these words in Latin. And I've been told it was about the sale of indulgences. The church must rethink this thing called indulgences. Oh, so many things have happened. And now Luther, he comes and he teaches us from God's Word. Did you know that our church now has a lot of parts of the Bible? Not all of it yet, but we have many parts. And Luther reads to us. Oh, it is glorious. He does not speak of things as the Catholic priests do. Luther's still a Catholic priest, yes, but a seminary professor with much learning. I know he is a wise man, for he comes to my bakery. He loves my strudel, and we sit and talk, especially after the day is done. Luther loves to drink good German beer. And we sit and we discuss many things. Oh, we discuss what is happening about how the people have come. They've come for they've been brought up in the Lord. That it says in the scriptures, in the very Psalms, Luther says, train up a child in the way they should go. And train up a child in the way they should go. Does anybody remember how that ends? And when they are old, they... Oh, yes, yes, that's right, not depart. That's why it's so good to see you here today. Oh, your mother would be so proud if she could see you. Oh, she'd be proud. Well, we are here for All Souls Day. We come here on All Hallows Eve and begin our prayers in earnest for those that have gone on before us. Well, Luther tells us it is good to remember those who have gone ahead of us. Luther himself says that is not wrong. We should remember people like Paul and Peter, James, John, and the other disciples of Christ and the early teachers of the church. And you should remember your sainted mother and father if they taught you well. And the scripture says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. He's the author and the perfecter of our faith. We must keep our focus I fear too many people these days have become tangled up in the things of this world or tripped up by devils. Do any of you know that devils lurk around the houses, I'm told? And we must put garlic wreaths on the doors. Some say that works. But Luther says, throw off all that entangles. Run your race with your eyes fixed on Jesus and on Him alone. We are surrounded in heaven by a great cloud of witnesses, a great cloud of those who can show how this life might be lived. And a big part of that life is forgiveness. I know, I talked to my mother shortly before she died, and I said, Mother, do you think you are saved? And she said, I hope so. I said, what do you mean you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? She said, I just don't know if I've done enough good works. Broke my heart to think of my mother in purgatory. I brought it up to Luther just the other day. Oh, he was in a rage, he was. Purgatory, he said. And his words bellowed, almost put out the fire in my ovens, they did. He says, can you find it in Scripture? I said, I can't find anything in Scripture. I don't have a Bible. That's why I have you, Luther. And he told me, popes can err. Do you hear that? Popes can err? To even say that, I feel as though I might be in grave danger. Councils, the cardinals, the bishops, the archbishops, even the priests, they can err. Oh, he says, study the Word of God and keep it close. And that's one of the things I love about Luther. It's always about the Word of God. Scripture alone, he bellows. Purgatory, not so real. And much of the repentance we're required to do. I've been brought up my whole life to pray, to confess my sins, and then make satisfaction for them. Do enough good works to cover it over. But Luther says, no, no, no. I love it when he says that. He says, no, it is not that. What you need is the blood of Jesus, His sacrifice, and that alone. Jesus has made satisfaction for your sins. The Holy Spirit lives within us that we might profess Jesus as Lord and Savior. I think that Luther has started a fight with Rome. I don't know if he meant to, but he has taken the very Pope, I fear. I mean, I saw this one drawing in the paper, and it was Luther with his big quill that he was literally knocking the hat off the Pope. He was. I think, though, this fight with Rome may be a hornet's nest, and Luther may have hit it square. And I just don't want to be the one to be stung again. Oh, indulgences. This seemed to have started it all. If I could set this ablaze, I could start it ablaze, but it was this list of debates about indulgences that started it all. And of this, right here, number 72, it says, yes, that those who believe that they can be saved because of an indulgence letter, they shall be eternally damned. Not the teaching of the Pope, of the church, of the priests nearby, but to trust in a letter is to face the possibility of not salvation, but damnation. Oh, where, I ask, is it in Scripture? That is what Luther has taught me to look for. And it says that the Pope's seal, even if it's on a piece of paper, the bishop's signature, the priest making his mark, that will not save us, but only faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone. He has made full sacrifice for all our sins. Saint John Luther read it to me. He actually let me see the Bible. And he showed me right there in Scripture where it says Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for all our sins, not only for ours, but for the entire world. Yes, for good Germans. Yes, for good Jews and good Gentiles. Maybe a few French. I don't know. But my friends, Jesus' sacrifice, it is the full forgiveness of sin. And this He daily, richly pours out upon us through His words. Jesus, not Luther, Jesus' words of holy absolution. Luther teaches that any repentant Christian has the right to full forgiveness. No penalty, no further penalty, no more guilt, no more satisfaction needed. Oh, Pope, priest, or just some man, those things will not, written on any kind of paper, will not save us. But the Word of God, that will. Luther reads to us in the Psalms that some people trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. But as for me and my house, we will trust in the Lord. Oh, Luther tells us, too many people have come to trust in these indulgences they have. They've come to trust in these, and even to say, Luther, I need no longer confess. I need no longer listen to you when you probe my life, asking if I'm truly sorry. No, I need no longer confession, no longer satisfaction. All here it is. And Luther says, this is damnation. Damnation, he says it is. Oh, I fear so many people. You haven't been here. You've been gone. There are people here, their hearts have grown cold. Oh, yes, their name's written on the church roll, and they have their special place in the church where they come maybe one time a year. But our hearts, our faith is to be living. To be living. Show me your faith by words, and I will show you my faith by deeds. Our faith is to be living. Yes, the Scriptures say that our faith is to profess that we believe in Jesus Christ, and by believing in Him, we have faith in His name. Oh, my good bread here. Yes, sometimes my bread, I stand here for a long time kneading and pressing it down, turning it over, slapping it down, sometimes rolling it out flat. But all of that is necessary to get the best of tastes. Sometimes our lives are like that. Sometimes the Word of God and the Holy Spirit must be at work in us, tossing out that which is evil and unnecessary, leading us to confess sins, yes, and to seek to live a holy life. Not for God's love, we have that. Not for God's forgiveness, we've already received that. But that God's Word would remake us, each and every one, salvation for all. Yes. Oh, the yeast that is within us, it's the Holy Spirit. It says, Luther read, now wait a minute, Luther read this. It was a letter. I remember a letter. It was written to a man. Titus was his name. Yes, you remember Titus. And he wrote that Jesus has come and poured out the Holy Spirit generously upon us. Generously. And as I was thinking of that, of the yeast, my good German yeast, and water. Oh, The two work together. They comb together with good German flour and with kneading and time and heat. They become good bread. Well, Luther has taught us we can learn much from this water. I said, how? After his beer, he continued, and he said that if it's just water, plain water and no word of God, if it's just plain water and none of your good German yeast, nothing happens. But the word of God with the water is a baptism rich in grace. Oh, bringing us into a relationship of forgiveness, of sonship. A son has a place in the home forever. Oh, in baptism, God brings us to Him, washing away our sins, covering us with sonship, pouring upon us the Holy Spirit in full measure. Oh, my friends, these are things Luther's teaching us in his new books. He's writing one called The Catechism. I'm sure years from now, many children will love it. They will want to memorize every word. I wonder, some of these youth here, they struggle. But that's because their mothers were French. Well, oh, many people trust in these. Trust in these. Luther said, if there's a piece of paper that you want to trust in, it should be one like this. On this paper is written the day that my parents brought me to be baptized. On this day, God created real faith in me. A living faith that is alive. Not just in the pew once a year. Not once with just a cold stone heart. No, a living faith that rises up within me. Oh, there is so much here. Oh. But I must tell you something. A few years ago, across the river it was, there was this man of God, I thought, and his name was Tetzel. Tetzel it was. And he came royally dressed. He came with some of the soldiers of the Pope's army. He came with big displays of a papal indulgence. Full forgiveness for all sins, no confession needed. I must be honest with you. For just a coin, my mother could be released and sent to her heavenly rest. For just a coin... No, you would take two coins. What are you laughing at? You'd need three. I knew you when you were a little boy. But the drum was beating. The bugles were blowing, and we were made to think as though we were in the very, very throne room of God. And there it was for just a coin. For when the coin into the chest comes to rest, your loved one springs to heavenly rest. Have you ever bought something and later had buyer's regret? I wonder if years from now people will still have that. I certainly do. I haven't told Luther that I have one, but I do. Oh, our good Prince Frederick, he told us, we will not be bringing Tetzel to my part of Germany. No! Good German money will stay where it belongs. And if people want to see the relics and make prayers and offerings, they can come to my castle. I have the greatest collection of relics outside Rome. Do you know? They counted it up. And you should know this, because this is important, because I know you, that if you go to the prince and you venerate in front, you pray in front of the relics, you could get up to 2 million years off purgatory and you will need every year. Oh my goodness. But Luther says, no, no, by Scripture alone. Faith born of the Holy Spirit, faith nurtured by Scripture, and grace alone. If I could be with my mother just one more moment, I would tell my mother, Mother, it's not about how many works you've done, because you could never do enough, even as good and wonderful as you are. It's not about that, Mother. It's about grace. It's about being loved by God, even when we are sinners. We don't have to get better for God to love us. He loved us in the midst of our sins. God loves us. Grace alone, Luther said. Scripture alone. Faith alone. Well, Luther was in my shop, and I asked him an important question. I think we need the answer to this. Now, would it really be so bad if I just had a few superstitions? You know, the ones about the devils around my house and garlic on the doors. Would that really be so bad? Wouldn't that help? Or how about my belief that we should keep track of our good works just in case God wants to know? I have a friend. Oh, there he is in the back. He wrote down all of his. He carries a rather large book. I think he overestimates himself. But would it hurt? A little superstition? A little bit of wrong? A little bit of false belief? A little bit of following after other gods? Would that really hurt so much? Hurt so much. Luther thought for a moment, then he picked up my broom, and he began to sweep. He swept the door, right in the door where the gray dirt of the Wittenberg street comes in, mixed with the manure from the horses and animals. And he swept over here where the cat often lays in the sun. And he swept over here where the mice come at night, and they leave their droppings in exchange for breadcrumbs. What could it hurt, he said. What could it hurt? A little bit of false belief? A little bit of superstition? A little bit of worshiping after other gods or praying to saints or believing in things that aren't in the Bible? And he swept it up in the dustpan. And I remember he kept muttering to himself, what could it hurt? What could it hurt? And with that, he dumped it into my streusel. What could it hurt, he said. What could it hurt? My streusel. And he left. I do need to tell you, we have a sale on streusel today. You won't notice. It won't hurt. On sale. Well, my friends, I know not what others will trust in. Luther has taught me from the Word of God. Some will trust in horses. Some will trust in chariots, but as for me and my house, we will trust the Lord. Amen, amen, amen.